This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
I want to talk to you about this news that kind of came out yesterday morning. It's about Matthew Sluka, the, I guess he's not the starting quarterback for UNLV anymore.
Was.
He has abandoned that program. I don't use the term abandoned in an extremely terrible light, but he has decided that he is going to redshirt. He is going to move elsewhere. Now, Barry Odom, when contacted yesterday, I believe Dennis Dodds is the one that put this out. The response to the text about the situation, Barry Odom says, thought he had a market value higher than he was making here. Basically, like, he didn't like what he was being offered. He goes elsewhere. There are reports coming out of ears. There are reports coming out of every single side of what is going on with this. First and foremost, there is an agent involved. And whenever there is an agent involved in these kind of events, you start looking into what's going on with the quarterback, what's going on with the program. This is the first time in the history of UNLV football they've been ranked. All right. Sluka comes over. He's from Holy Cross. Evidently, he was promised money that he was not getting. Now, here's where it gets a little hairy. All right. The UNLV Collective, which is kind of actually, I didn't get it at first. It's called UNILV with NIL in the middle. UNILV. Pretty clever. Anyways, so the UNILV Collective, they were asked to comment on this. They're run by a company called Blueprint Sports, right? They said less than a month ago was the first time they had actually met an agent. The agent's name is Marcus Cromartie. That was the first time they had ever even met this guy. He is not a registered agent in the state of Nevada. Now, neither here nor there. It's like, you know, hardly ever these things looked into. Somebody has to basically file a complaint and everything else. I want to start right there, though. What was you guys' initial reaction when you saw this news come out that this kid was leaving UNLV's program?
Both sides have a point.
Yeah.
Get it in writing.
Yeah. What about
college football has lost its soul. Now there's an ick factor associated with the whole thing.
Well, I mean,
what was the initial reaction, Bo?
I was like, that's UNLV. Who cares? That's kind of the first thing I thought, honestly. But then when I heard more about it, because I was like, oh, it's UNLV. When I hear more about it, I just start thinking about, yeah, this is an issue. This is the broken system. This is, thank you, government, for getting involved in college sports.
I got to tell you, one of the things I first thought of, and I think this is one of the things, it's not right in the crosshairs of this entire situation, but probably should be. I just mentioned a minute ago, this kid's from Holy Cross. This was his first month ever at the Division I level, right? So he transfers in. He's looking for money. It's just interesting to me, too, and Coach Saban actually said this on College Game Day. I think he was referencing Florida State, if I'm not mistaken, last week, and he says, look, there was a reason all these guys were in the portal to begin with, right? You're not building the correct culture in-house at this program to be able to allow these kids to play for a program that they're proud of and they've helped build.
Well,
and so I think that's part of this entire equation, is it not?
Can I touch on that real quick?
Sure.
All the criticism Dabo gets about refusing to go in the portal, all the criticism, and now there's a lot of people who criticize Dabo who are also criticizing this kid, and this is why Dabo doesn't do that, because he doesn't want that culture in his building. That's his whole point. And he's being vilified for it. Now, I think he's going a little extreme with it, and it's probably going to cost him winning in the future. But, yeah.
I'm with you. And anytime you get companies involved, and like I said, there is a company that runs this UNILV collective, and it's called Blueprint Sports, and there is a company that is representing Matthew Sluka, right? And so it's not just Matthew Sluka and UNLV. It is Matthew Sluka going through the agent, going through the company, that company going through the representative company and the collective, and that collective talking to Barry Odom and UNLV Athletics. There are so many freaking layers to this thing that if you think out there and you're thinking to yourself, well, this guy is to blame, you're the one in the wrong. The system right now is what's to blame over this entire situation.
You're so right. And that's the thing that drives me nuts is whenever – I said this earlier. Every single person, Rob, that you hear that says, well, all they had to do was this, or they would have done this. All these little plans that people who have no knowledge of anything in the working systems of these universities or the NILs or college athletics as a whole, all these little answers they have, there is much of the problem because they're feeding this narrative that is so false and so wrong. And they're pile jumping a broken system and making it worse.
Well, and let me finish with this, and I know we got to go to break. And I want to ask Rusty about this in just a minute. Rusty Mansell is going to join us here in just a minute. The question you have to ask yourself, if you think you have the answer to this situation, the one question you need to look into your own soul and ask yourself is, will they get sued? And I'm talking about any way you want, UNLV, the NCAA, the Mountain West, this kid, the representative, will they get sued? Because somebody in this situation is going to get sued no matter what comes out of this. UNLV, heck, you could see a situation down the road, not right in this one, you could see a situation down the road where maybe you're a running back at UNLV. Well, that's not a good representation. Maybe you're a wide receiver at UNLV. This kid, Matthew Sluka, who you trained with and put all this sweat equity in, he might get sued. You might sue him. Can you imagine a wide receiver being like, dude, you left me. I could have made money, and you left me out to dry.
The law of unintended consequences,
it's just crazy.
Like,
there is going to be so many lawsuits flying in the future of college football, and I don't have all the answers.
What if this assistant coach says it in passing, it was a joke or something, and he sues Sluka for defamation of character?
Yeah. Well,
there you go.
Here's the end-all, be-all. Here is what the end-all, be-all is. You want the solution? Contracts. Contracts are going to happen. I don't know how they happen when you don't have this employment. In the end, once NCAA just okays pay for play and you have to sign these contracts, that's when all this comes out.
Yeah, but we all know what contracts mean in the world of sports.
It means more lawsuits.
it's broken. They're destroying themselves. And, again, law of unintended consequences.